Welcome to the Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial. Get your questions ready and send them to wisemoney@klbbradio.com. Questions about finances, long-term care, insurance, and everything that goes along with preparing for the next phase of your life. Gar and Leanne Lenander have the answer. Email your questions to wisemoney@klbbradio.com or visit them online at wisemoney-klbb.com. That's wisemoney-klbb.com. And now it's Wise Money on KLBB with Gar and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial Services.
Welcome to the Wise Money Show. This is Leanne and Garwin Lenander. Today is a question and answer day. We get a bunch of questions piled up and we forget to bring them up, so we write them down, and today we're going to answer a few questions. I'm going to take the first one. I get a couple of people occasionally, or have several people say, I can buy life insurance over the internet, or I can buy it off the TV. Those rates are better than what you got. I said, no, they're not. You've got to understand, all life insurance rates have to be filed by the state, filed to the state, and the state has to approve them. So if you're going to buy some life insurance from Wildlife of Texas, it's the same rate that I have, or the same rate that the internet people have, or the TV people have. If you don't want to talk to an agent, that's fine. But then what happens when you forget to change your beneficiaries, or you have a question or a comment? I'll guarantee that that internet or that TV company is not going to be available for help. So the rates are they're not cheaper. And the problem I see is they say, well, if you're 45 years old and you can buy $250,000 for $14 a month.
They don't bring into consideration how you feel and what your health is.
What your health is and how long is that term for? I guarantee it's never for more than 10 years.
They will only give you what they absolutely can over the air. They have to be very careful.
They give you the absolute best rate they got.
Yeah.
And not everybody can get that absolutely best rate. So that you got to be careful of that. So that's enough said on that. Leanne, now, you get question two.
Well, the question I have has been about the markets. Now, the markets ended up very nicely this week. We've seen them go down a little bit. What you have to understand, it can't go up constantly without pausing.
Would be nice.
It would be. And then it'll retract. And then it'll start going up again. Eventually, it keeps moving up, and then it'll come down, and then it'll go up, and then it'll come down. We've had a really big burst of going up, so we knew it had to back down a little bit. The one thing that is really interesting was the markets ended up nicely because the U.S. jobless rates dropped. They dropped actually to a five-year low, or 7%. And then when you look at the increase in payrolls, it went to 203,000. And this is followed by 200,000 advance in October. So that was a good thing. The economy is expanding. We're seeing a stronger base to everything that's happening out there. We're seeing an economy that is recovering. We're seeing that it's really good for the stock market right now, that the bonds are going to be not ready yet. They're still going to be hurting. But we're seeing manufacturing. We're seeing that's good. We're seeing the jobless claims dropping. We're seeing all the good things happening. And that means that the economy is expanding. And you've got to keep that in mind. The other thing you have to keep in mind is if you're nervous, look at your allocation in your portfolio. You can adjust that allocation. You can rebalance it. There's a lot of things that you can do. But don't panic and run for the sidelines because the market just keeps going up and you're thinking it's going to just fall in the tank. You have to be realistic and say, okay, why is this happening? Why are we expanding? Why are the markets good? What is happening with these companies that they're increasing their dividends?
And do I have good companies?
And do I have good companies? If you have a good company, you're going to see their stock price move. You're going to see dividends and capital gains coming out. If you see a company that's falling apart, you're not going to see that. You're seeing the companies are expanding, they're growing, they're changing, and there's a good feeling out there that the interest rates are going to stay low for quite some time.
Question number three. A quite often I get questions, what's the difference between long-term care and disability insurance? Aren't they really about the same? Well, it's really interesting. Disability insurance is the mother of long-term care insurance, or vice versa. Disability insurance has been around for 100 years. Long-term care has only been around for about 40 years. Disability insurance pays you if you're ill or have been hurt. It replaces your income. Long-term care pays for your care. It does not replace your income. Question I had the other day, well, should I have both? Yeah, probably, depending on your age. Typically, people who are starting out working at 21 start buying disability insurance. By the time they're 60, you don't buy disability anymore. They literally won't sell it to you. Go ahead.
And long-term care is like a disability insurance.
But it's like a disability insurance. It's very fundamentally very much the same. It's just that the triggers are different. And you look at long-term care, probably when you start to get 50 or so, although I have sold some people in their 40s, not very often. And that long-term care really triggers for care if you need, it pays money if you need care. It's that simple.
All right. The next question was, how do you pick a stock? There's so many different ways to do it, but one thing, you to pick a stock that you understand, a stock that you know, a stock that you're familiar with. Then look at their balance sheet. Is it a strong balance sheet? And then the kind of stock, it's what kind? Is it in technology? Is it in manufacturing? Is it in healthcare? Is that sector doing well? That will tell you a little bit about if that stock is doing well. Right now, the top sectors out there simply happen to be in the area of healthcare and in the area of technology. But they will change down the pike, so you have to watch your stocks. The other kind of thing is how aggressive or conservative do you want to be. If you go into a small company stock, they have the option to really grow. But if we do have a down market, they can lose. And so, therefore, they may not make it.
They'll swing.
They can swing much more violently. Right now, the small caps are doing very well. When you look at mid-cap stocks, they're a step beyond the small caps. And both small and mid-caps will take any earnings that they've got, and they will reinvest those earnings. So then they start to grow, and when they start to grow, they will eventually expand to the large caps. What is your market? And what is going on with that particular stock that you're looking at? Don't look at one day. Follow it a while. Look at the charts, because you can even pull that up on the computer. They will show you a chart showing what that stock is doing. They will talk about the profile of that stock. They will talk about who's the managers of those stocks or the CEOs of those companies. There's different ways to look at this, but you need to follow through and not buy on an impulse. And you have to be willing to sell it. Put a sell target in there for yourself, because if you're going to hang on to it forever, that's one thing. But you have to understand that that stock may at some point go backwards, and you might want to take some profits down the line, and you might be willing to sell it when you hit that certain target of a sell point for yourself. So individual stocks are great, but if you're unsure about where you want to be, look at the mutual funds.
I just got a little note from the lady sitting to my right saying, you didn't cover one thing here. What triggers a payment for long-term care and what triggers a payment for disability? If you're disabled and you're sick or hurt and a doctor certifies that you're unable to work, you can get disability payments. In order to get long-term care, it must be one of two things. Either some form of cognitive impairment, which could be any type of a brain problem, or two of the six activities of daily living, continence, toileting, mobility, feeding, dressing, or bathing. Two of those six or cognitive impairment will trigger a claim. The other part of that would be, then, what about taxation on that? Well, long-term care comes in tax-free. In other words, you get a benefit for your care. It's always tax-free. There's a max, $400 a day. Nobody has that kind of benefit around here, but that would be the limit that IRS will let you deduct. The other part on that is disability. The question on disability, who paid the premiums? If you pay your premiums yourself, the benefits come in tax-free. If the employer pays their pays for your coverage, I'll get it out here, it's tough to say, you can still get your benefits come in tax-free. If you are a corporate owner and you have your corporation pay for it and you are receiving benefits, then you have to look at, did I deduct that premium? So there are some tax consequences in disability insurance that there are not in long-term care. I don't want to get into too complicated here. But most of the time, disability is tax-free. Always long-term care is tax-free. I guess I'll leave it at that.
Okay, there's one other thing that I wanted to bring up. When you're looking at buying a stock, are the institutions buying that stock? In other words, like the mutual fund companies, are those portfolio managers buying those stocks?
How can you tell?
You can check to see about the volume, and you can, as to how shall I say this? The volume or the number of investors
shares.
Buying shares on that particular stock.
Okay.
Now, if a lot of people are buying, and it's the institutional investors that are buying, if they are buying that stock,
they like it.
They like it. If they're selling it, there's a reason that they're selling it.
They lost their management, they're losing money,
there's something changing. Now, one of the things, too, that when you look at different charts and you look at them over the internet, you will find out who owns those shares. Big Charts is one that will, and Yahoo, they will say who the owners are of those different stocks.
You mean if the big mutual funds have bought $400 million, they'll
right,
tell you that.
The mutual funds are okay. One of the owners of that stock. And if the mutual funds are buying that stock, that generally means that the companies, the mutual fund companies, and the big-time investors, which are the institutions, are really interested in that stock. And when
they've
they're
done
really
their due
interested,
diligence.
They're going to buy it. And if they're going to buy it, that's going to force the price up. So by buying it, it also gives you another factor to consider when you are looking at buying that stock.
If it fits into your portfolio,
you're good at this.
Oh, I know.
But at any rate, there's a lot of different ways to look at this. If you really, really want to get into something and you really want to take time to really learn about investing, look at mutual funds. That's a good way to go. You have diversification. You can look at the stocks within that portfolio of that mutual fund, and you can diversify your mutual funds into different categories so you have different rates of growth and different rates of losses or downturns and how they will handle the downturns.
And by buying a mutual fund, you've taken a lot of the risk out.
You've taken the risk out.
You spread that out over a lot of different companies.
And that's an important thing because how you allocate will make a difference. And if you do mutual funds, you've got a lot more diversification.
We'd like to thank you for being with us this morning on the Wise Money Show. If you have questions, we'd love to hear from you. It always makes it much more interesting if we have something that we can zone in on for a question. Give us a call at 651-436-3997 or Leanne's new number,
651-365-5000.
Join us again next week on the Wise Money Show.
Experience counts. Now more than ever, when it's time to trust your finances to someone else, experience counts. And Lenander Financial Services are financial professionals who specialize in assisting people just like you with personal finance, investments, retirements, insurance, and long-term care planning. Call Garwin and Leanne Lenander at 952-835-4136. That's 952-835-4136. Lenander Financial Advisory. Experience counts.
Thank you for joining us this morning for Wise Money with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial. Join Gar and Leanne each Saturday morning at 11:45 for more of the Wise Money Show. Email your questions to Gar and Leanne, and the address is wisemoney@klbbradio.com. That's wisemoney@klbbradio.com. Or visit them online at wisemoney-klbb.com. That's wisemoney-klbb.com. Join us again next Saturday for the Wise Money Show with Gar and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial on Club 1220 KLBB.